when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you only look around, you will be found. And when our children tell their story, you will be found.
We'll tell the story of tonight.
No matter what they tell you, tomorrow there'll be more of us telling the story of tonight. The story of tonight.
We love you. Don't give up.
Thank you. Enough is enough.
I'm here to represent the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of students who live in every day in constant paranoia and fear on their way to and from school. At this moment, please raise your hand if you have been affected by gun violence to honor the ones you have lost. Today, I raise my hand in honor of my twin brother, Zaire Kelly. Zaire was shot on September 20th, 2017, on his way home from a competitive college counseling after-school program called College Bound. Zaire had the personality that would light up the room. He was energetic and full of dreams and aspirations. He was our team captain on a track team. He was running for student government president, and he was a youth council member. He aspired to be a forensic scientist and attend Florida A&M University for undergrad. Zaire was also the best dresser I knew, with the most style. He was a person, a leader, an inspirer, not just another statistic. I was in contact with Zaire while he was walking home, texting him and calling him all through the night. About 20 to 30 minutes went by, and I became worried because the walk alone doesn't even take 30 minutes. I left my room to ask my mom where he was until I saw flashing blue and red lights outside my window. I told my parents that there were police cars and an ambulance on our street. We rushed outside, discovering that it was Zaire. That night, on September 20th, a robber with a gun was lurking on my streets for hours. On my walk home, he attempted to rob me, but I ran. Though he had an ankle monitor on, and he was supposed to be monitored by the police, he was still able to obtain a gun illegally and lurk in my streets and take my brother's life. He shot my brother in the head. Once we arrived to the hospital, he was pronounced dead. From the time we were born, we shared everything, including issues. I spent time with him every day, because we went to the same school, shared the same friends, and we even shared the same room. Can you imagine how it would be to lose someone that close to you? Sadly, too many of my friends and peers can. This school year alone, my school lost 2 students to senseless gun violence, Paris Brown and my brother Zaire Kelly. This year alone, in January, there were 6 students killed under the age of 19 by guns here in Washington, D.C. In my brother's name, my family is proposing the Zaire Kelly Public Safety Zone Amendments Act of 2018. This act aims to create safe passage zones for students to and from schools and other activities by expanding the definition of a student. With this amendment, a student will be defined by any person enrolled in a public and private daycare center, elementary school, vocational school, secondary school. Excuse me. A college, junior college, or university. It expands gun-free zones to include recreation centers. This amendment means that every student in Washington, D.C. will carry the protection of my brother's name, ensuring safety as they travel to and from school in our city. My name is Zion Kelly. And just like all of you, I have had enough.
First off, I'm going to start off by putting this price tag right here as a reminder for you guys to know how much Marco Rubio took for every student's life in Florida. $1.05. Okay. The cold grasp of corruption shackles the District of Columbia. The winter is over. Change is here. The sun shines on a new day, and the day is ours. For the first-time voters show up 18% of the time at midterm elections. Not anymore. Now, who here is going to vote in the 2018 election? If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. They have gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety. The safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more. 96 people die every day from guns in our country, yet most representatives have no public stance on guns. And to that we say, no more. We are going to make this the voting issue. We're going to take this to every election, to every state, and every city. We're going to make sure the best people get in our elections to run, not as politicians, but as Americans. Because this is not cutting it. When people try to suppress your vote, and there are people who stand against you because you are too young, we say no more. When politicians say that your voice doesn't matter because the NRA owns them, we say no more. When politicians send their thoughts and prayers with no action, we say no more. And to those politicians supported by the NRA that allow the continued slaughter of our children and our future, I say get your resumes ready. Today is the beginning of spring, and tomorrow is the beginning of democracy. Now is the time to come together, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, but as Americans. Americans of the same flesh and blood that care about one thing and one thing only, and that's the future of this country and the children that are going to lead it. Now, they will try to separate us in demographics. They will try to separate us by religion, race, congressional district, and class. They will fail. We will come together. We will get rid of these public servants that only serve the gun lobby. And we will save lives. You are those heroes. Lastly, let's put the USA over the NRA. This is the start of the spring and the blossoming of our democracy. So let's take this to our local legislators, and let's take this to midterm elections, because without the persistent heat, without the persistence of voters and Americans everywhere getting out to every election, democracy will not flourish, but it can and it will. So I say to those politicians that say change will not come, I say we will not stop until every man, every woman, every child, and every American can live without fear of gun violence. And to that I say, no more. Thank you. I love you all. God bless all of you, and God bless America. We can and we will change the world.
Me and my friend Carter led a walkout at our elementary school on the 14th. We walked out for 18 minutes, adding a minute to honor Cortland Arrington, an African-American girl who was the victim of gun violence in her school in Alabama after the Parkland shooting. I am here today to represent Cortland Arrington. I am here today to represent Hadiyah Pendleton. I am here today to represent Tiana Thompson, who at just 16 was shot dead in her home here in Washington, D.C. I am here today to acknowledge and represent the African American girls whose stories don't make the front page of every national newspaper. Don't lead on the evening news. I represent the African American women who are victims of gun violence, who are simply statistics instead of vibrant, beautiful girls that pull up potential. It is my privilege to be here today. I am indeed full of privilege. My voice has been heard. I am here to acknowledge their stories, to say they matter, to say their names, because I can, and I was asked to be. For far too long, these names, these black girls and women, have been just numbers. I'm here to say never again for those girls, too. I am here to say that everyone should value those girls, too. People have said that I am too young to have these thoughts on my own. People have said that I am a tool of some nameless adult. It's not true. My friends and I might still be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we too have the right to vote. So I am here today to honor the words of Toni Morrison. If if there is a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it. I urge everyone here and everyone who hears my voice to join me in telling the stories that aren't told. To honor the girls, the women of color who were murdered at disproportionate rates in this nation. I urge each of you to help me write the narrative for this world and understand so that these girls and women are never forgotten. Thank you.
Look, it's really hard to get your driver's license, adopt a pet, or get a credit card. But if you're 18 and you want to go out and buy an AR-15 in too many states, that's no problem. Go to a gun show in about 32 states, and you can have one in about 1 hour. We can't even buy a beer until we're 21. That makes no sense. These semi-automatic weapons were designed for war, not to hunt or shoot clays. They aren't cool toys. They're designed to kill people. 11 mass shootings were committed by men 21 and under. Many used handguns with huge rounds of ammo, and 2 used an AR-15. By raising the buying age to 21, we might have saved those lives. Enough is enough. It is time for a change. Never again.
I'm 16 years old, and I'm in a creative writing program through After School Matters in Chicago. I just want to take this time and personally thank all of you for coming out here and letting me share this amazing opportunity with you guys. Thank you so much. I'm here because I have been personally affected by the lack of gun control, and I believe guns have taken over the minds of individuals who want an easy way out of their dilemma. Chicago goes through this every day, and you don't realize how much of a toll it is taking on our city until you see it in our communities. You see it on someone you know. You see it on someone like me. Freshman year in high school, I wanted to get some things for the store for my mom because she was sick. I remember pulling on all these clothes and going out in 10 or so degree weather. It was so cold. Get to the store, grabbing all this stuff, thinking maybe she needs this, maybe she needs that, and finally getting into line. This guy in front of me all of a sudden gets upset because he didn't have enough money to pay for the things that he wanted to buy. He gets out of line and starts trashing the store, throwing everything over the floor, pushing carts, just making a fool out of himself. So finally, when I check out, I walk to the door and I'm ready to go when I hear a scream and a bang. I turn around and see he's grabbing all this stuff, pushing it into every crevice of his body, trying to grab as much as he can. When he finally turns to me, he comes towards me and I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. I couldn't think. All I remember is seeing dark jeans coming towards me. He pulls out this silver pistol and points it in my face and said these words that to this day haunt me and give me nightmares. He said, if you said anything, I will find you. And yet I'm still saying something today. Guns have long scared our children, corrupted our adults, and publicly silenced our government. Guns have become the voice of America, and the government is becoming more negligent by this predicament by the day. Join me in sharing my pain and my anger. Help us by screaming to the government that we are tired of crying for help to a group of people that have turned their backs on us, despite their reassurance of making our country safer. By screaming as loud as you can that we're tired of being forced under the rug. We're tired of seeing the faces of victims exposed on screens who was stolen from us too fast to even understand what and why it happened. Help us by sharing our stories to those who turned a blind eye and became deaf to our pleas for control. Help us by honoring those who will never have a chance to contribute the turn of our nation. Help us by vociferating the voices of those who are too oppressed to even speak for themselves. Together, we can make sure that what happened to me, the students in Parkland, and to the individuals who stand here now does not repeat itself to other people. We deserve safer schools, safer classrooms, safer streets, and a safer place for us to learn and survive. We deserve better because I believe that we are the future. And we must act upon this civil inflicted war while we still can. The new generation depends on our actions, and we must deliver them effectively and as one. We are the turn of this century. We are the voice for change. We are the pieces to fix what America is falling short on. Make it happen.
To Stephon Clark, to Cynthia Clements, and all the unarmed black men and women killed by police weapons. Until all of us are free, none of us will be free. My mama, you ain't gotta work no more. Same for my father, born in Ghana, down on that dirt road floor. Far as he came, I can't complain. Pain is so subjective, spend so much time counting issues. I forget to count my blessings. Watch my cousins back at home, getting water out of well. While I watch my brothers stacking stone, whipping water by the scale, trying to get a meal. On the other side, they ain't got a meal. We don't recognize we in heaven, so we think it's hell. It's been getting kind of hard for me to tell. Sometimes I wake up and I look up in the sky, asking why I'm alive when so many brothers die. But my pride won't let me give up, Lord, as hard as I try. In those times I try to remember that we could be free.
Yeah.
If we only knew we were slaves to the pains of each other. One thing I believe, if I could learn to see my enemy as my brother, we could be free, truly. And love could wash away all the sorrow. I'm not afraid to bleed.
It means
we make a better today, not tomorrow. I don't wanna wait for the afterlife. I don't wanna vigil by candlelight. I don't wanna be the new sacrifice. I don't wanna turn into a poltergeist. Be a ghost at night full of broken dreams. Mama crying at an open casket, cold as ice. Suit three pieces, all dressed up for Sunday masses. Pastor say put faith in God, but faith alone can't make things right. Politicians send thoughts and prayers, but thoughts and prayers can't save our lives. Parkland, the Baton Rouge. Police shootings in the schools. Wow, 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 wow. I feel like Jada kissed sense every time I watch the news. What the fuck I got to lose? So I'm down to plead if it means things improve. Fools saying all lives matter, but these kids' lives they refuse to include. Blocked from the polls, locked in a hood where the cops keep roaming and blood keeps flowing and Congress keeps on doing nothing. Sometimes I wake up and I look up in the sky, asking why I survived all the days that I could have died. Who am I in my place to contemplate suicide? In those times I try to remember, we could be free, truly, if we knew we were slaves to the pains of each other. One thing I believe, if I could learn to see my
afternoon. I'm joined by Brenna Levitan, Michael Solomon, and Nate Tinbite, founding members of MoCo for Gun Control. My name is Matt Post. I'm a 12th grader and the student member of the board for Montgomery County, Maryland. You and I gather in a time of moral crisis for our country. We stand at a moment when our nation's laws are not guided by what is right or wrong, not by what is morally sound for the many, but instead is limited by the insatiable greed of a few. In their greed, the gun lobby and their politicians have tried to deflect and distract us. They've tried to twist what is so clearly a gun issue into anything else. But we won't fall for it. We know that to only focus on school safety instead of American safety is to dismiss the thousands of tragedies in between the massacres. It ignores the people, disproportionately people of color, who die by bullet without even making a headline. Yet our politicians still lack the compassion to act. And when that cold inaction that continues to fuel this endless bloodshed churns and churns, it's not difficult to diagnose the moral health problem of this country. Our nation's politics are sick with soullessness, but make no mistake, we are the cure. Where they choose incrementalism, we choose real change. Where they embrace an extremism of complacency, we embrace an extremism of love. Where they believe in the absolutism of an amendment, we believe in the absolutism of human life. It won't be easy to change things. The immoral, the obstructionists, and the complicit are already lining up to block our path. We're going to have some courage to fix this. It's going to take some will. So let me ask, is there a will to keep weapons of war off our streets? Yeah. Is there a will to break the stranglehold of the NRA? Yeah. Is there a will to bring morality to this country's politics? Yeah. then stand up, speak up, register to vote. If we sustain our efforts, if we keep our heads unbowed, who can stop us? If we march today, canvass tomorrow, and vote 227 days from now, we will make this a turning point for our country. And we, the new diverse, inclusive, and compassionate face of America, will lead this country once again down the path of righteousness. Thank you.
In the days following the shooting, many students expressed their frustration about one group, the NRA. Dana Lesh is the national spokesperson for the NRA. She is here with us.
They use their media to assassinate real news.
The left has their rigid, radical, anti-gun agenda.
I'm so sick of these elitists looking down on gun owners as if we're just a bunch of rednecks who don't deserve the right to protect and defend ourselves.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken, we will not relinquish them.
They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again.
What matters is who the enemy is. They're the no-gun people, period.
Listen up. You might have met our fresh-faced flower child president and his weak-kneed Ivy League friends.
Hey, Obama, you might want to suck them on easy, punk!
The only truly free people who have ever walked this earth have been armed people.
They use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding.
We see what it's like to be French, German, or Belgian, where innocent people cower in fear as evil closes in, doomed to defend their families with rolling pins and broom handles.
The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth.
From my cold, dead hands.
One thing. It won't be dead hands who end up cold. And it won't be dead hands who end up dead. It's ours. The young people of this country. Hello, everyone. My name is Christopher Underwood, and I'm 11 years old and a sixth grader at Eagle Academy at Ocean Hill, Brooklyn, New York. A junior ambassador for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Yeah! On June 27, 2012, my 14-year-old brother, Akio Christopher, was shot while walking home from a high school graduation party at his friend's house. My brother survived for 14 days and died on his 15th birthday, July 10, 2012. At that time, I was only 5 years old. Senseless gun violence took away my childhood, and nothing in my life was ever the same because I no longer have my best friend. Losing my brother gave me the courage to be a voice for my generation. I turned my pain and anger and turned it into action. And started speaking out for Akio, especially for the siblings who have lost their brothers and sisters, and for other children whose voices aren't heard but feel the painful effects of gun violence. I have watched for years as gun violence continues to take a toll on communities across the country. For me, I would like to not worry about dying and focus on math and science and playing basketball with my friends. Deserve to go up?
Yes, you do!
4th, we will remember Martin Luther King Jr. on his 50th anniversary of his death. What we sometimes forget is that he himself was a victim of gun violence. I would like to finish my speech today by honoring Martin Luther King Jr. by remembering his words, which are all as true today as when he was alive. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter, and our lives matter." Thank you.
My name is Jacqueline Corrin, and I am proud to say that Parkland is my home. Parkland is the heart of this movement. But just as a heart needs blood to pump, my hometown needs the alliance of other communities to properly spread this message. We openly recognize that we are privileged individuals that and would not have received as much attention if we weren't for the affluence of our city. Because of that, however, we share the stage today and forever with those who have always stared down the barrel of a gun. This issue is undoubtedly an epidemic that affects communities of all classes, an epidemic that the Center for Disease Control does not have the funds to research. This disease continues to spread, even though we have discovered the cure. But our government officials close their ears because it involves change, a change that does not align with their own agenda. That is why Parkland cannot and will not do this alone. There is strength in numbers, and we need each and every one of you to keep screaming at your own congressmen. Don't be scared just because they have senator in front of their name. Our elected officials have seen American after American drop from a bullet, and instead of waking up to protect us, they have been hitting the snooze button. But we're here to shake them awake. Each congressman has a local office in their district, so pay them a visit or organize a town hall. They'll be home for the next 2 weeks for congressional recess. Have them hear you out because they work for us. And if they still won't meet with you, remind them that you invited their opponent, because we all know they'll show up then. We cannot keep America great if we cannot keep America safe. And 96 deaths by firearm every day is not what I would call great. Our First Amendment right is our weapon of war in this, a weapon that should be on our streets, a weapon that cannot kill but can heal. Love will always outweigh the hate, as the universe is on the side of justice. So I need each and every one of you, no matter your age, to continue to fight alongside us, because hearts cannot pump without blood, and I don't want your community to join the ghastly inner circle that mine is now a part of. In the end, we are all fighting for our lives. But we are a great generation, and we'll be the ones to make America safe. Thank you. I actually have a special guest for you guys, so I'm gonna come bring her up.
Renee King, granddaughter of March
children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough.
so much, everybody. Thank you for being here. I love you all so much. Never again. You guys are so incredible, and I just find myself lucky to be in the presence of all of you wonderful people fighting for what is right. Love you all so much. Thank you.
Since 2007, often the weapon of choice for mass shooters is the AR-15 and similar variants. In 2012, one was used to kill 12 people in a movie theater in Colorado, and 20 elementary school children and 6 teachers. In 2015, one took 14 lives in California. In 2017, one contributed to the deaths of 58 concertgoers in Las Vegas and 26 churchgoers in Texas. And last month, 14 students and 3 teachers in Florida. None of these deaths should have happened. From 1994 until 2004, we banned assault weapons like the AR-15. During that decade, there were 12 gun massacres with 89 deaths. In the 10 years after our leaders in Washington failed to extend it, the numbers climbed to 34 mass shootings with 302 lives lost. Assault weapons are an assault on our future. Nearly 70% of the country supports another ban. Let's get AR-15s and all assault weapons off the street. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. Never again.
Now's live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C.
I'd like to take it down for a minute here. There might be musicians on this stage, but this is not Coachella. We might have movie stars in the crowd. We might have videos on these screens, but this is not the Oscars. And I don't know if you've been looking, but I don't see any Macy's Day balloons out there. This is real life, this is reality, this is what's happening in our country and around the world today. And I'd like to make it real for a minute. February 14th is my sister's birthday. She had to spend that birthday huddled under a desk holding Lauren Hogg, David's sister, her hand, hoping that she was going to make it home that day. She was premature. She didn't know if she was going to make it at the beginning of her life, and she didn't know if she was going to make it home that day this year. She might have not stared down the shooter's eyes. She might have not even seen him or even known who he was. But he affected her life just as much as everybody else who's spoken on this stage today. And I know a lot of people are out there saying that we need to make America safe again. And I know that we can't. We cannot make America safe again until we arm our teachers. We need to arm our teachers. We need to arm them with pencils, pens, paper, and the money they need. They need that money to support their families and to support themselves before they can support the futures in those classrooms, to support the future that sits down at that desk waiting to learn. And we need to arm our students too. We need to arm them with the facts and the knowledge and the education they need to live in the real world, not just some fantasy, not just something painted out there by the public, by the media. We need them to be armed, and there's only one way to do that. This right here. This right here. This connects you to the whole of human information, the whole of human knowledge. It connects you with the click of a button.
You can learn anything that I've learned, anything that we've all learned in our journey to this stage right here today. You can learn it just like that. Just go to a website, type it in, and it's there. I've been amazed by what I've seen. I'm amazed that I cannot see the end of this crowd here in DC today. I've been amazed by all of the walkouts that have been taking place over the past 5 weeks. And these walkouts have been criticized. They've been told that it is a disruption to the educational process. And I say to them, the real disruption to the educational process is staring down the barrel of a gun. It's the fact that you can be taking a calculus exam, and then when you're doing that, you have in the back of your head the thought that, where's the shooter gonna enter? When's he gonna come in? Where can I hide? We're done hiding. We're done being afraid. We're done being full of fear, because it is a waste of our time, and it is not living out what our forefathers, what our founding fathers envisioned for this country. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And now I know we march today, but this isn't over. This is the beginning of the end, and from here, we fight. It is time to fight for our lives. And I say there's only one way to do that. We need to rev up society. We need to rev up the engines. We need to rev up America. And we do that through registering to vote. We need to do that through every single walkout. We will be making sure that you can register to vote, pre-register to vote. Then we will educate. We will be going around the country until these elections and therefore after, until we can tell every man, woman, and child in this country what is real, what is going on. And we need to make sure that everyone knows what is actually happening in their backyard and abroad. So we will register, we will educate, and then when it comes down to it, we will vote. They might preach NRA, they might preach GUN, but we're preaching REV. Register, educate, vote. Thank you, and hello, Uncle Myron.
And I am a Parkland survivor. I was in room 1214 studying Holocaust history when bullets started flying in, and I was the third classroom. Today, one of my fallen Eagles named Nicholas Dorrett, it would have been his 18th birthday today, and I dedicate my march to him. Speak about school shootings. I'm here to speak for the urban communities that have been speaking out about this way before February 14, 2018. Their voices are just as important as ours, and they need to be heard. This is a very important subject, and it needs to change. Although it's been 38 days since the Parkland shooting, nothing has changed, and we need change now. This cannot happen again, and it's going to continue to happen again until we get change. How many more do we need? How many more do we need in schools? How many more do we need in the streets? We need change now, not only in schools, but in urban communities as well. Important, and all of our stories need to be heard, no matter what color you are, what school you go to, what neighborhood you live in. 15 years ago, I lost my Uncle Patrick to gun violence in Brooklyn, New York. My mother almost lost her daughter to the same gun violence in Parkland, Florida. This needs to change. We've been fighting for this way too long, and nothing has changed. And we need change now.
student. But before this, I was a regular black girl. And after this, I am still black and I am still regular. And I will fight for all of us.
People of America. It is a great day to be here. It is a great day to see all of you here, and I am proud of each and every one of you. And the truth is, I am not here for me. I am here for you. So you don't ever have to fear of getting shot in your own classroom. You don't ever have to wonder if you'll have to see your best friend die next to you. You don't ever have to worry about going into a Holocaust history class to learn about death and then experience it right before your eyes. And this is why. Oh my God. And this is why this piece is called Enough. Herded like cattle by a shower of bullets that left me scarred and rattled, forced to huddle among those who lost their last living breaths on a day that was designated for loves and laugh. I never got to say goodbye. I could barely see out my eyes because I was crying tears and blood at the same time. Barricaded behind those filing cabinets and bookcases that day taught me one thing and one thing only. Regardless of how much money you pay or how much you pray, if you don't change anything today, your children will no longer stay. So when do we say enough is enough? Day in and day out, our kids are getting shot up. And the moment we speak up, we're scolded that we are not old enough. It is as if we need permission to ask our friends not to die. Lawmakers and politicians will scream guns are not the issue, but can't look me in the eye. Is in numbers. Let's have our lawmakers reflect our views and address our struggles. Let's stand. Unite with one another. We the people still stands true, so now America, you will have to choose. Will you give up, or is enough enough?
Good job.
one more request. Today is March 24th, March for Our Lives, but it is also the birthday of Nick Duart, someone that I was